On your morning team show on WSGW with Dave and Pat and Charlie and you, a moment in musical history that's monumental. If we're going to have a monumental moment in music history, then we have to have a man who knows his music history. That would be you, Pat Johnston.
Good morning, sir.
That's the Rolling Stones.
Recognizable, the Stones.
Yeah, from this is a concert that they gave in 1964. Sounds a little Beatlesque, does it not? With the girls screaming and all that?
But yes, if you would just have the crowd screaming, you'd think it would have been the Beatles.
Would have been the Beatles, yeah. That's right. Anyway, just decided to play some early Stones because it was on this date in 1962, July 12th, that the Rolling Stones made their first live performance at the Marquee Jazz Club in London. They played a bunch of Chuck Berry, Robert Johnson, Fats Domino songs. Unfortunately, no recording of that event and no set list either. Nobody's exactly sure which songs they played, but it was on this date that they... And I think there was one other member that didn't stick around. So I think there were six of them. But for the first time, those the original five, they were all together on this date 60 years ago. I'd say that's kind of rock and roll history.
There's no question. And if you'd have asked, of course, at that time, do you think in 60 years
yeah, right.
you'd still be performing live together?
Right.
They'd have laughed in your face.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That is incredible.
It is. It is. And then I found this little quote from Keith Richards in his autobiography, Life, of what it felt like playing together for the first time. He said, "That feeling is worth more than anything. There's a certain moment when you realize that you've actually just left the planet for a bit and that nobody can touch you."
Ooh.
Interesting. So he knew right then. Keith knew right then that something special was happening. So
wow.
There you go.
60 years ago.
Yeah. And, you know, if you can find that, you can find some early Stones performances and just see how young they were. But you do see how Mick Jagger becomes Mick Jagger. I mean, he already had whatever that it factor is, you know, to lead a band. That's what he had.
Well, the moves he was doing in 1962, he's still doing today.
Yeah, that's true.
That's crazy.
It is completely crazy.
It is.
Completely.
A monumental moment
yes.
in music history.
Yeah.
Nice touch.
Thank you.